As I said, many things are going on in the state of Michigan. And one of the big things coming up, I'm just so excited about it's being here in our fair city of Detroit, is TEDx. Now, you may wonder, what in the world is TEDx? Well, I brought somebody in, I think, who has got his finger on the pulse of all sorts of things going on in our state of Michigan, and that is Charlie Wohlberg. And Charlie, you are just somebody who is so involved in promoting the city of Detroit. I won't hang any one label on you, but I know that you are just in love with the city and love to promote what's going on here. So I'm going to let you take the floor and tell us what TEDx is that's coming to the Fox Theater.
So this is our eighth annual event.
Yeah. And you've been involved from the very beginning.
Yeah, in 2009. Yeah. The first one was at LTU.
Yeah.
And we packed a bunch of friends into a little classroom. Yeah. And
oh, my Lord. Really? That was all?
Yeah. It was a new thing. No one knew what it was at the time. Yeah.
So what does TED stand for? Because a lot of people know about TEDx, but they always get the E wrong, right?
As people say, oh, the FedEx conference?
No, we're not shipping anything.
TED, it used to be an acronym. It used to stand for Technology, Entertainment, and Design, three fields that drive innovation across all sectors of the economy. Now we look and we're talking about education and medicine and arts, and it's really all different fields are in TED. TED has come to symbolize innovation anywhere in the economy.
And it used to be one event that happened out in Silicon Valley, and then they started, probably not franchises, probably not the right word, but licensed it out to other local venues,
exclusive. You couldn't get in, you know, TED started in 84 and it was very expensive and very exclusive, just a few hundred people.
Somebody had to die in order to get in, right?
Right.
Yeah,
literally.
And the X program, you know, TED's slogan is ideas worth spreading.
Yeah.
And the X program is their biggest idea worth spreading. Why don't we take these ideas and put them everywhere?
When did that process
begin? 15,000 TEDx's are around the world now.
15,000? Wow.
Every city, every college. Yeah, it started in 2009.
Just in 2009?
Yes. Yeah.
And it spread that quick. I can believe it. Matter of fact, it was funny. I mentioned that we were talking about TEDx to my granddaughter, who's in her 20s, and she was saying, TED. Oh, I know about TED. So many of us know about TED because of I listen to them religiously when I get a chance as part of podcasts.
Many of us do. Right?
That's how I found out about it too. I love watching those TED talks. Those little 6 minute to 18 minute. You know, if you had the world's attention for a few minutes, what would you want to share?
Oh, and that is true. You're not sitting through a long, boring lecture in any way. They're so electrifying.
None of these are boring.
I can't imagine. The word boring just doesn't fit when you think of TED.
Well, where does the biggest TEDx take place at?
In Detroit, here.
The best one, certainly.
That was nice. Smooth.
We're one of the oldest and we're one of the largest. I think there is a college in Brazil that's about the same size as us.
Wow. But
your average TEDx event is 100 people. Gathered in a room to share ideas. They watch some videos. They have some discussion. Yeah. We do a full-blown idea-sharing conference here.
It's kind of when they pan the cameras out into the audience, it's not that big normally. And this is going to be at the Fox.
Oh, yeah. The Fox Theater is gorgeous. I mean, and the Fox Theater is part of the draw, too. You get down in the history. So we'll have talks on stage at the Fox, and then on breaks we go over for TEDx Labs, where you get hands-on with VR gear and all this new tech, and that's at Comerica Park.
Well, one thing that that always fascinated me every time I go, which is it's like the original TED, and that is you never know what you're getting, but it's always good, and it's so varied. You know, you might have an artist that talks about something that appeals to all of us, and you might have a poet, and you might have somebody from the design industry and the auto industry. You know, can you give us an idea of what's going to be on this one?
How do you pick who speaks?
Oh, God, that's the hardest part of doing the conference. The thing I love about TED is the mishmash, though.
Yeah.
You go to
absolutely.
You know, when we're in our jobs, we go to our business conferences, we read our business trades, we go to the same websites, and creativity is about cross-pollination. If we are always looking at the same sources, how do we grow? So TED forces us to cross-pollinate our ideas by bringing in people from different fields. So we go out, we'll invite half of the speakers, we'll find newsmakers that we're hearing on Internet Advisor and other places and say, wow, that's an innovator we need to have on stage, share their story. And then we do an application process. This year we had 300 people apply for one of the slots.
And how many slots?
About 22.
Oh, 22. That many. Okay.
And our final cut when we got down to, oh, these people are people we'd love to put on stage, was 53. And so it's you know, Sophie's choice. Like, how do you tell someone their ideas and good? Because these ideas are all, we could do a 3-day conference and have amazing speakers where everyone would just be gobsmacked. But you have to fit this all into 3 sessions.
Oh, that's incredible. 3 sessions.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know, years ago when the TED app first released on your phone, I used to pick and choose, just like you said, things that related to my areas of expertise and to expand my knowledge. I got sick of doing that. And when I went on these long trips, I just let it stream.
I know.
One after another, because they are all good. Yeah, and you don't know when someone goes to the polar caps and does exploration, and you know they're going to say something that's going to trigger something in your field easily.
Yeah, I was listening to one about CRISPR, the software that's used to do some of the manipulation of the DNA, and just incredible things.
Yes,
about what can be done and projecting into the future. Then it just hurts my head sometimes after I finish them. What are going to be some of the? Can you give us some of the ideas or the focuses?
And again, it's all over the board. We have a new technology called histonics that is breaking up cancerous tumors with ultrasound.
Oh, wow.
You know, something we always were looking with is now fighting cancer without surgery. It's absolutely amazing. We have a woman who's building up her community by building safe spaces for kids. So, you know, we're breaking things down. We're building things up. We have a new medical analytic device that doesn't allow you to lie to yourself anymore about what's happening inside your body. And then we have a magician who's a deception expert coming in teaching us the power of deceiving.
So, you know, we will.
So isn't that incredible. Like polar opposites?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That's the idea, right?
It should go from right brain to left brain. We call it a brain spa. You know, we want you to leave with new ideas in your head and a spring in your step and that fire in your belly rekindled.
Yeah,
I love it. So what impact does this have? Has this had on Detroit, Charlie? Charlie Wahlberg, by the way, is our guest here.
As
you're going on with this.
TEDx is not
really
making
well
the
known.
Impact. We're shining a light on the people who are.
Yeah.
We're, you know, so often the news covers things going wrong. Our job is to cover it. Look, there are so many great creators in Detroit. Let's shine a light on them. Talk about the things they're doing.
What type of demographic is sitting out in your audience?
It's all over the board. From our youngest speaker is 7 years old. Our oldest is 70. We have retirees. We have students. We have professionals. I'd say the bulk is probably that, you know, 25 to 45 group that are professionals in the tech community and ad community. So, you know, a lot of creatives and a lot of geeks come out. But we'll have a ton of educators. We'll have 600 high school students attending on scholarship this year. We'll have CEOs on stage and in the audience. We have just about – we actually were looking through the database. There's a representative from all 50 of the top companies in Michigan that'll be there.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing that that not only you can get that draw, but that they do walk away with new ideas that help us all.
Yeah, I like to say there's only two types of people: people who love TED and people who haven't experienced it yet.
That's
true.
Have we mentioned a date of this madness?
Yes, October 6th is the date of this madness.
And tickets are still available at TEDxDetroit.com.
There we go. All right,
buy now and buy early.
It's a significant...
and we do link to it too from InternetAdvisor.net. Mm-hmm. We link off, so you know if you are driving. Don't pull off the road, although it's easy to spell TED, X, Detroit.
And we will have on our show notes full information about this. But Charlie, people can still get tickets online, right?
Yes, tickets are available at TEDxDetroit.com. Okay. Tickets will be available at the door. They're a little more expensive there.
And again, this is going to take place on October the 6th. It's going to be at the Fox Theater in downtown Detroit in the theater district right across. And by the way, you said at Comerica Park, you're going to be doing some of the breakout sessions?
So one of the things that we want to do is foster connections.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear a series of talks for an hour and a half, and then we take an hour and a half break, and we go over to this hands-on lab where it's part tech expo, part art festival, part business fair, and you'll get to see all these different there's new companies, there's we have a ton of VR gear this year. The Ghostbusters will be there this year. So all kinds of fun things to explore.
Absolutely fascinating. Charlie Wahlberg, thank you so much for being with us and for giving us a little glimpse of TEDx Detroit coming October the 6th to the Fox Theater.